在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Chapter 2. Sometimes it's fast and easy.
Dialogue 1.
In the following dialogue, Mike is an honest, old-fashioned businessman, content to make an honest living. He wants to buy some big-screen TV sets to distribute in the U.S. May has often contacted Mike and tried to sell him electronics, but this is the first time she's meeting Mike in person, and she's hopeful Mike will actually buy from her.Hello, come in. I've been waiting for you.
Thank you. I'm not late, am I?
No, 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 not at all. It's just that I've been looking forward to meeting you.
Well, thank you, but it's not all that hard to do, you know. I've been calling your office and sending you proposals for about 2 years now, and you've never responded before.
Ha ha ha, yes, I guess I deserved that. Let me explain, okay?
Please, I wish you would.
Well, as you probably know, I buy from a selected group of suppliers and don't, as a rule, deal with new people.
Yes, I know that. It's why I've been trying to become one of those suppliers. I hear you're a good man to do business with.
I'm very old-fashioned. I believe in loyalty. Once I start a sales relationship with someone, I stay with him or her and we do most of our business on the phone.I expect their absolute best price possible and don't haggle. But if I find out they screwed me over, then I find another supplier.
That's pretty much what I heard.
Well, those are my terms. As long as you honor them, we do business. If you break faith and try to take advantage, I'll find someone else to work with. Can you live with that?
No problem at all, Mike. Just give me the chance.Let's listen again.
Hello, come in. I've been waiting for you.
Thank you. I'm not late, am I?
No, 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 not at all. It's just that I've been looking forward to meeting you.
Well, thank you, but it's not all that hard to do, you know. I've been calling your office and sending you proposals for about 2 years now, and you've never responded before.
Ha ha ha, yes, I guess I deserved that. Let me explain, okay?
Please, I wish you would.
Well, as you probably know, I buy from a selected group of suppliers and don't, as a rule, deal with new people.
Yes, I know that. It's why I've been trying to become one of those suppliers. I hear you're a good man to do business with.
I'm very old-fashioned. I believe in loyalty.Once I start a sales relationship with someone, I stay with him or her, and we do most of our business on the phone. I expect their absolute best price possible and don't haggle. But if I find out they screwed me over, then I find another supplier.
That's pretty much what I heard.
Well, those are my terms. As long as you honor them, we do business. If you break faith and try to take advantage...I'll find someone else to work with. Can you live with that?
No problem at all, Mike. Just give me the chance.